Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good afternoon. I'm Melissa Calross. Rebecca Corral is away today, and here's what's happening. Despite their eviction from the house they were squatting in for weeks, a group of Oakland moms is vowing to continue the fight for affordable housing. As KCBS's Matt Bigler reports, authorities are monitoring for other houses that could be taken over by activists.
We have to keep up this fight. We have to keep fighting.
Dominique Walker, one of the members of Moms for Housing, who was not arrested in Tuesday morning's eviction, says their weeks-long occupation of the vacant house in West Oakland is a victory against the forces keeping people unhoused.
They're scared of us. They're scared of people power, and we got to show them.
Do you think you'll look for another house that's similar to this?
No comment.
Another takeover of a vacant house is something that authorities are watching for. Ray Kelly speaks for the Alameda County Sheriff's Department.
That's definitely something we're looking at, obviously, that this is part of a movement and that there will be other similar incidents. We won't know about that until they occur.
He says their goal is to remove any activist occupiers as quickly as possible before they can claim squatters' rights. In West Oakland, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
As Microsoft ends technical support today for Windows 7, users are being encouraged to upgrade to Windows 10 so they can continue to get security updates and fixes. As KCBS's Susan Lee Taylor reports, one of those important security updates is waiting for you just as soon as you update to Windows 10.
Security updates are fairly common.
This one does appear to be serious. It would potentially let malware viruses pretend that they're legitimate software, so your operating system accepts them.
Stephen Shanklin's a senior reporter for CNET.
The bottom line is that if you have an operating system, you have to constantly update it against vulnerabilities like this. And that's why the Windows 10 update is a pretty important issue for a lot of Windows 7 users right now.
It's estimated 27% of the people running Windows are running the old Windows 7. When Microsoft says they're ending technical support for it, it means no fixes or patches for this very kind of security vulnerability. People stay with their old software for a variety of reasons. Often it's simply because they don't want to learn the new software.
The way I see it is this is kind of the pain of being able to use a computer or a phone. You have to deal with a certain amount of change because the security risks are real.
Susan Lee Taylor, KCBS.
Wine consumption in the United States either is down or flat, depending on the data. KCBS reporter Margie Schaefer spoke with a noted wine industry economist about the reasons and what can be done to turn this around.
UK-based International Wine and Spirits Record shows wine purchased in the U.S. declined a little less than 1% in 2019. Noted wine industry economist and professor emeritus at the UC Davis Graduate School of Management, Robert Smiley, finds that data suspect.
The Wine Institute, which tracks all wine and especially California wine, has a different opinion.
The Wine Institute says consumption is flat.
It's not surprising to me. The subjects of alcohol consumption have changed a bit.
Millennials are opting for other beverages. To turn the tide, Smiley says innovation is required.
Wine producers can make things that are not strictly wine, like coolers, although we'd have to call them something else because that's a product of 25 years ago, and products like seltzers and sparkling wine.
While tariffs on wine imports contributed to the recent flattening or declining consumption, Smiley notes 85% of the wine consumed in the United States comes from California. Margie Schaefer, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.